7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
No. I think we already know that that's not the correct time, so I probably don't even have to tell you. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. You have tuned in just in time for another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. Yeah, and I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm up. I got up a little bit early today. Things were not going well until about 5 minutes ago, and then suddenly, yeah, okay, I can kind of walk and stuff, so sweet. The first thing I did was, of course, I ran up to the kitchen. Oh, I didn't run exactly so much as I just kind of, you know, limped up there, and yeah, anyway, I made some tea. The freshiest freshy tea. This is a first infusion. And what am I drinking today? Oh, yeah. Ugh, kind of weak. Okay. Still pretty good, though. I'm drinking the Jade Guanyin. It's so good. But, like I said, first infusion. And I did infuse that for quite a while, but anyway. And right on schedule, I'm starting to hear yangy dingings outside the door. So let's open the door and see what a cat is doing today. Oh, not right outside the door. She must be up here on the stairs. Oh, somebody's hiding. Somebody is running around and now hiding from me. What is going on here? I would have thought she was going to sleep all day because she was up all night trying to find the mouse. So let's go into this bathroom. Oh, yeah. I see a kitty tail sticking out of the kitty poop box, which means everything's going to smell like kitty poop here in 2 seconds. And that's good because maybe that'll cover up the smell of cabbage that's down here. Yeah, smells like cabbage and, yeah. Why does it smell like cabbage? Well, because I was eating egg rolls again yesterday. Yummy, yummy egg rolls. Why was I eating egg rolls? Because I ran out of all my other food. I gotta get some food. I gotta go to the store today. I'm not looking forward to going to the store. Because it is really cold today. We're actually having actual winter now, not pretend holiday winter. It is real winter today. It got super cold last night, and it's what, it's like 4 degrees now, 4 degrees American. Yeah, so what is that, negative 15 Celsius? And it's gonna get colder tonight. It's supposed to get down to like negative 5 American, which is like negative 20 Celsius. Ooh, so yeah, it's not going to be a fun trip to the grocery store. But I do need to go, because I only have 1 day's worth of waffles, and that's about it. I've got some chicken, and I've got some bad rice. But I got to go to the other store for good rice. I need to get waffles. I need to get a lot of food. I'm out of everything.
I'm out of everything, Pippa.
Okay, Pippa is coming back. Yeah, okay. I can start to smell it. Yeah, Pippa, here, get in the kitty business pit.
You want to get in? Yes, you want to get in the kitty business pit.
Okay, so my cat has jumped in the cat business pit. That's good. You're a good baby, even though you're a little bit stinky. That's okay. Oh, it's also very foggy today here, which makes some kind of sense if it got really cold last night. It was cold.
Wasn't it cold, Dinkus?
I was cold, and it's going to get colder tonight. So I'm looking over there across the room at my piece of foam. I've got a piece of extruded polystyrene leaning up against the wall right now. And I'm going to be sleeping on that, and that will insulate me. It will hold in the heat. That'll be nice.
Won't that be a good thing, Pippa?
Pippa says yes.
That will be so good.
Oh, right. Should I make a shopping list? Should I actually write down some stuff that I need? Because I just know that I'm going to go there and I'm going to forget something critical. I got sugar. I need salad stuff. I need vegetables. I need meat. I just need everything. I'm just going to go to the store and buy everything. It's going to be cold. Oh, this is going to be such a pain. The reason that this is a problem is because when it gets super cold, I have bad muscle problems. So what's going to happen is I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to have to drive to the store. It's going to be cold in my car. Well, Tobe, doesn't your car have a heater? Yes, my car does have a heater, but I live so close to the store that the car doesn't get warm by the time I get there. And even if it did get warm by the time I get there, I got to spend 20 minutes in the store, 30 minutes in the store. By the time I come out, the car is cold again, and it doesn't warm up by the time I get home. And I know what all you smart folk out there are thinking. Well, Toe, we'll just wear a lot of coats. Dress up very warm. Yes, I can do that. And then I'll be nice and warm in the car. And then when I get into the store, I will have to walk around with all these coats on, and then I'm instantly sick. Boom. That's a recipe for death right there. Getting overheated at the grocery store. Not a smart plan. So,
what am I gonna do, Pippa?
Pippa doesn't care. She's got her legs kneading my ankles. Legs all stretched out. Claws all getting zippy. Trying to make me bleed.
You trying to make bloody ankles?
Yeah, we don't want any bloody ankles. We don't do bloody ankles around here. No, we don't. We don't even do bloody ankles in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Vi satt där vid brasan en het sommarnatt med konversationer som hade fått fnatt. Det var kyligt i luften, ja nästan kallt. Våran brasa den spraka och mygg var överallt.
Vi har legat på stränder.
Innan jag blir snygg. Ingen husvagn på sommaren. Vi är fest varenda dag. Alla sitter i mitt förtält. men det skulle man kunna säga att det är.
Jag rätt och fin bikini innan jag går upp. Vi spelar lite volleyboll, ikväll blir det kupp. Lyssnar på någon som spelar gitarr.
Stämningen stiger och helt bisarrt.
Man svalkar sig i vattnet när det har blivit varmt. Sitter uppe sent på natten, varje kväll är det likadant.
Kom igen!
Man sitter och chillar, en kortlek man delar. Musiken den hörs ur alla bilar. Campingvakterna blir fälls ner när ingen håller tyst vid klockan tre. Singlar omkring med mina träskor på. Dagen efter, jag kan inte gå. Men rutinerat som man är.
I min husvagn följer alltid kryckor.
I min husvagn på sommaren är det fest varenda dag. Alla sitter i mitt förtält, grillar kött och har det bra.
Yeah, a little Husvan from Disco Crew. I think I needed that today because it's so cold, I gotta think summer thoughts. And nothing is better in the summer than renting a big, you know, Husvan and traveling about. But now I'm on the beach with my favorite Cyber Japan dancers. What the hell are they doing? Well, they're running around and being giggly little girls, because that's their responsibility as bikini models. So we've got, let's see, we got Junon, and we've got Kazue, Haruka, Chiaki, and Dozo. Ganbarimasu! Oh, look at Kazue's cute bikini. It's like fuchsia, and it's got the little metal rings. Looking cute. And now they're going to lay down on the beach, and they're waiting for the signal to start. Somebody's going to say, starto. Seno. Yeah. Okay, apparently there's some racing involved, but the cameraman's too hung up on getting some clear shots of their butts, and so the race isn't starting. So they need to jump up, and then they need to run and pick up the flags, and it's very confusing. In fact, I'm so distracted, I think we need to go back to some other music.
Thank you.
Finally got to hear some Justin Johnson for the first time in a month. We couldn't listen to Justin because he was playing Christmas music during the holidays, so that's finally over. Let's go back and check in on the girls, see what they're giggling about now. Yeah. Okay. All right, so I don't know what has happened in the meantime, but the girls are now indoors at some onsen, and there's a bunch of very large bathtubs, and they're trying to choose a bathtub to get into, and they have found two. The choices have been narrowed to two. Why have they narrowed their choices to these two bathtubs? Because these two bathtubs have rubber ducks. First, there was the big bathtub that had all the big rubber ducks in it. At least 100. Probably more like 100. Whoa, geez, now that I'm looking at it. There's 300 rubber ducks in this bathtub. Different sized ones. Oh, and look. Kazue has found one of the big ducks. And she says, oh, dekai! Kidakimasu! And, yeah, now they're wandering around. See, then they found the other rubber duck pool or bathtub, but it's got all these little tiny rubber ducks. But no, I guess they're not gonna do the rubber duck thing. Now they're just walking around giggling because that's their job, and they're looking at all of the big bathtubs at the onsen, and there's little water features, and there's all kinds of fun stuff for bikini girls to do, I guess. Maybe they need to start thinking about lunch. Wasn't there like a buffet out in the other room? Some kind. I saw a bunch of tables and there was a bunch of fruit all over them. Maybe they just need a banana. A banana.
Banana.
Yeah, that's all about the banana.
Banana.
Oh, so delicious.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Well, I don't have girlfriend Vietnam, but I got some Alan Hawkshaw for you. Let's move, move, move. Daddy. That was Alan Hawkshaw, king of the Hammond organ, with his dope track, Move, Move, Move. Can't get enough of that. Ooh, in fact, it was a little bit too much, too exciting. I need to have a moment of rest. Let's take a contemplative moment now to just mellow out.
Baby, they can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch at your buns. Punch at your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Ah, yes. Isn't this lovely? In fact, I think this is getting to be a little too much. I need something a little bit, I don't know, more obnoxious, like the Ramones. Yeah, I just want something to do.
Dude.
Yeah, nobody can end songs like the Ramones. All right, well, if you really want something to do, boys, maybe we should jump in with the girls here, because I don't know what the hell's going on, but suddenly, instead of eating bananas at the fruit buffet, they are now at the potato chip buffet. Oh, why do they have all these potato chips?
これが黒タリア
これ美味しいのすごく
美味しいのこれどこのだろうこれ
これアラブ
高級なやつ so spicy and what the hell is Miyabi wearing what are you wearing Miyabi she looks like Eric Johnson on his first appearance on Austin City Limits what you don't need to wear that over your bikini just to have try some different kinds of potato chips what the hell where's the logic Doritos
taco
yeah they found the taco flavored corn chips As for me, I should probably find some too, but I already know where they are. They're at the store. That's where I need to go, because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I don't want to go to the store, but I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?